What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi everyone, it's time for a new episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Kelly Kimura.
In today's stories, he's definitely real and very polite.
And a purple superfood helps power up our health.
And in today's tasty tidbit, an animal that carries a whole ecosystem on its back.
Stay tuned for all that and more coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
台湾黑熊站姿引发网友热议。A very special star at the zoo.
Meet Bobby. He's a 19-year-old Formosan black bear, and he lives at Shosan Zoo in Kaohsiung.
But Bobby isn't just your average bear. Bobby has a very special skill, 技能. He stands up and walks like a person.
In fact, Bobby and his skill stole the spotlight earlier this month. He stood up and walked slowly towards visitors. Everyone got very excited. When he got close to the visitors, Bobby even nodded his head, almost like he was saying hello. Many people started taking photos and videos.
Bobby's behavior, 行为, was so surprising, some people wondered if he was really a bear.Some even joked that Bobby was probably a zoo worker in a bear costume.
高雄寿山动物园的台湾黑熊波比站姿太挺直，让游客怀疑是不是工读生假扮。
So many people talked about Bobby that even Kaohsiung Mayor Chen Qimai shared Bobby's photo online. The mayor also posted a photo of Bobby eating sugarcane, 甘蔗, to show he is a real bear.
This actually isn't the first time that Bobby has stood on two legs to say hello to visitors. He did the same thing just a few years ago and also left everyone confused.
The mayor of Kaohsiung at that time had to explain things. She said the bears in Kaohsiung are real. She said the city doesn't allow unsafe behavior at work.
Bobby's tricks are funny, but he also reminds us of something important, that Formosan black bears are in danger. Data shows that there are just 200 to 600 Formosan black bears left in the wild in Taiwan.And they are the only bear species that live in Taiwan's wilderness. Formosan black bears are an endangered species.
The bear, along with other endemic, 特有的, species, like the leopard cat and Formosan pangolin, need our help. We need to do our part to protect the environment and all living things.
Going global.
美国推出机改紫色番茄 The power of the purple tomato.
Calling all gardeners and fruit lovers, how would you like to try a tomato that looks like a juicy grape and packs a superfood punch?
Well, hold on to your watering cans, because the purple tomato is finally here.
Wait a minute.Tomatoes are mostly red, orange, or green, right?
Yes, but the purple tomato is genetically modified. It's a genetically modified organism, or GMO, 基因改造生物。But wait, don't run away screaming Frankenfood just yet. This purple fruit isn't a lab monster.
Scientists spent 20 years making the purple tomato.They borrowed some genes from a snapdragon flower. These genes give the tomato its purple color. And they give the tomato lots of anthocyanin.
Anthocyanin is good for your health. It's the same thing that gives blueberries and eggplants their color, and also makes them superfoods.
这种紫色基改番茄带有两个取自金鱼草的基因，让它含有大量的抗氧化物花青素。
Regular red tomatoes that we plant have anthocyanin too, but it's mostly in the leaf and stems, not in the red tomato itself. So purple tomatoes make it easier to get that anthocyanin into our bodies.
Scientists ran some tests. They added purple tomatoes to food for some mice. And mice that ate purple tomatoes lived 30% longer than mice that didn't.
研究人员把一些鸡改紫番茄加入老鼠的饲料中，结果发现这些老鼠的寿命明显增长。
The purple tomato will be the first GMO crop, no zuo wu, sold directly to home gardeners in the U.S. So would you plant these powerful purple superfoods in your garden?
The recap.
So in today's News Bites, Bobby the 19-year-old Formosan black bear lives at Shoshan Zoo in Kaohsiung. He stands up and walks like a person. Many people were amazed, and some even wondered if he was really a bear.
And scientists have made a purple tomato. The tomato has lots of anthocyanin, which is good for your health.The purple tomato will be the first GMO crop sold directly to home gardeners in the U.S.
In today's Tasty Tidbit, they may be slow, like really slow, but sloths carry whole ecosystems in their fur.
That's right. It's like a mini rainforest growing on the sloth's back.Tiny green algae grows on the fur. This algae is food for little green moths, and tiny beetles love eating these moths. The sloth gives them a safe place to live on its fur.
But these critters aren't freeloaders. All these living things help the sloth look and smell like the forest, helping it hide from predators. And the moths and beetles eat the sloth's dead skin and parasites, helping keep the sloth clean and healthy. They're like a personal spa for the sloth.
If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration.Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.